This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. A summit in Kotzebue continues efforts to revitalize the Inupiaq language. KNOM's Katie Kazmierski reports from the Inupiaq Summit, which largely served as a meeting place for Inupiaq people.
Eagerly kicking off the Inupiaq Language Summit in Kotzebue were students singing It's a Small World, among other songs translated to Inupiaq. The crowd couldn't help but smile at the youth speaking and singing their native language, something an event like Kapi'anutit Inupiaralinakun hopes to promote more of.
So Kapi'anutit Inupiaralinakun means through speaking our languages, we are passionate. So the Kapi'anutit is that we are passionate, and Inupiaralinakun is through speaking our languages.
Kivignak Cordelia Kelly is one of the event's organizers. She says the idea to hold the summit came about at an event held over the summer by UAF, the Alaska Native Languages Revitalization Institute. It was a chance for Inupiaq speakers to connect from across the state, primarily the North Slope, Northwest Arctic, and Bering Straits.
And so we realized that with our language really covering such a vast portion of the state, that there was opportunity for us to really spend more time together and really grow relationships, respect and trust for one another, and really grow a sense of Inupiaq nationhood and come together as one.
Other sessions focused on a range of topics, revitalizing language at the local level, teaching methods and strategies for fluent speakers, and literature translation, to name a few. Reporting from Kotzebue, I'm Katie Kazmierski.
In the Pacific Northwest, the proposal seeks to remove statues of pioneer missionary Marcus Whitman from the Washington State Capitol and the U.S. Capitol. Northwest News Network's Tom Bonsi says an initial legislative hearing in Olympia drew an angry response.
Democratic State Senator Reuven Carlisle of Seattle treaded carefully around history when he told his fellow senators that Marcus Whitman doesn't rise to the honor of a larger-than-life bronze statue in the National Capitol's Statuary Hall.
We have a right to evolve and to change and to reflect, and we have so many great leaders who have impacted our state.
Carlisle proposes that a work group recommend a notable citizen to enshrine in Whitman's place in Washington, D.C. and Olympia. Whitman College graduate Roland Thompson was having none of it.
It was a very different time than we have now, and this bill presumes to do a character assassination of someone who existed 170 years ago.
Strong blowback from Thompson and others led the state Senate committee chair to predict the statue replacement idea will stall. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.
You can read this story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.